right. I'm going to get to this in a minute, but the snow totals. I had some clown telling me here that the snow totals weren't much. We didn't get 2 feet of snow. Well, Pawpaw got 23 inches. Ada got 23 inches. Grand Rapids got 24.4. Caledonia, 27. East Grand Rapids, 31 inches of snow. 31 inches. Lansing, 9 inches. Exactly what I guessed. 9 inches. Big Rapids, a foot. Holland, a foot. Saranac, 21. I mean, come on. It's a pretty big snow storm. No question. 30 inches of snow on the west side. All right, so 48% of the Maricopa election centers had printer and tabulator malfunctions on election day. Far greater than the previously estimated 20%. And no such widespread issues were reported at any time during the early voting period that preceded election day and used the very same equipment. Wow. That was a tweet by Rasmussen. They had no issues reported during the early voting period at all. And half of the machines had printer and tabulator malfunctions on election day. That is something. An election certified by the woman elected, Katie Hobbs. Complaints include firsthand witness accounts of impropriety because now the Arizona AG Elections Integrity Unit is demanding response from Maricopa County over election delays and failures. Yep. It's a letter from Attorney General Mark Brnovich's office to Maricopa County Attorney Thomas Liddy's office said that the AG's office received an excessive number of complaints into the hundreds regarding issues related to the administration of the 2022 general election in Maricopa County. These complaints included firsthand witness accounts of alleged improprieties that led the Elections Integrity Unit to become concerned that Maricopa County was not, quote, in lawful compliance with Arizona election law, end quote. As such, the unit hereby requests Maricopa formally respond to and address the following concerns that have been raised. These concerns are Election Day ballot on-demand printer configuration settings. According to Maricopa County, at least 60 voting locations had issues related to some ballot on-demand printers having printer configuration settings that were non-uniform, which appear to have resulted in ballots that were unable to be read by on-site ballot tabulators. Election Day checkout procedures. Voters who went to one polling location had trouble casting the votes and sought to leave to go to another location found that they could not leave the first polling place or check out to enable them to go to a different one and vote there instead due to poorly trained poll workers. Ballots deposited in so-called door three and statutorily required election board closeout duties. Ballots that were not able to be tabulated due to the printing errors were deposited into another part of the ballot box, door three, and were meant to be tallied separately. Instead, the Election Integrity Unit alleges these were commingled with tabulated ballots, which may have resulted in them never being tabulated at all. How many votes weren't counted? How many? The letter reads, Maricopa County has admitted that in some voting locations, door three non-tabulated ballots were commingled with tabulated ballots at the very same voting location. We don't know who voted. We don't know who didn't. We don't know. It took a week to complete. Election day came and went without a winner in sight, and as days dragged on, small batches of votes would be released, sometimes only a few thousand times until eventually Katie Hobbs was declared the winner. The issues with the Arizona's ability to count votes made the Grand Canyon State something of a laughingstock with people like Tucker Carlson, Ron DeSantis, and Steve Gruber. Yeah, no kidding. It's just a damn joke. 50%. 50%. Yeah. So in Oregon, new Oregon gun control laws sparks a buying spree as thousands race to get firearms. Have you not heard about this? Oregon's new law that barely passed, Measure 114, It is now one of the most restrictive gun laws in the country, sending background checks skyrocketing from 850 a day to 4,000 a day or more. So they're up five times. The measure, often referred to as the Reduction of Gun Violence Act, will require deeper background checks, firearm training, fingerprint collection, and a permit to purchase any firearm, according to the legislation set to take effect in December. The Oregon State Police reported more than 18,000 transactions during election week, resulting in a backlog of background checks, according to KGW8. In 2020, COVID-19 restrictions caused a backlog in background checks that eventually leveled off right before the elections. And some say they won't enforce it. Some sheriffs say they're not going to enforce it. Just doesn't make any sense. A concealed handgun license, but will require that all residents who want to purchase a gun fire the weapon during training. The measure's magazine restriction is being challenged as unconstitutional, and a federal lawsuit has been filed in California's Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, according to the television station there. If the court rules that the rule is unconstitutional, it will apply to both California and Oregon. The purchase permit requires a training course similar to the CHL process, but this law requires a demonstration to load, unload, store, and fire the weapon. We'll see if that goes anywhere. See, the problem with Oregon, I've got friends in Oregon, they say, well, there are no classes. You have to take these classes in order to get the gun, but there are no classes and no provision to set up the classes. There you go. All right. Let's see here. Who do I want to talk about first? How about Power Plus Mouth Guard? Make sure you're protecting yourself from concussion and working harder and getting faster. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com, because why? Life is a contact sport. And if you play sports, you want to prevent concussions, don't you? Learn more at PowerPlusMouthGuard.com, the only mouth guard that helps prevent concussions down to just 0.26%. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. I'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.